You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's Democrats held their convention over the weekend, and they came away with a new state party leader. There were seven candidates in the running, and Lavora Barnes won a resounding victory. She has been the Michigan Democratic Party's chief operating officer. She now becomes the first African-American woman to be elected chair. Adrian Hammond is a Democratic strategist and partner and CEO of the Grassroots Midwest bipartisan consulting firm. Adrian, what gave Lavora Barnes the win?
Well, I think the election results last year were decisive. I think there were a lot of other factors, but Democrats won big in Michigan last year, and she was the number two officer at the Michigan Democratic Party behind Chairman Brandon Dillon, who wasn't running for re-election. And, you know, results matter. I think Democrats were generally quite happy with the results that they got in Michigan last year.
You know, just so everybody's on the same page, tell us, what does an effective state party chair actually do? What's the job description?
Well, there are a few things, and you can sort of rank order these however you see fit. I think a lot depends on who the party chair is. You know, one thing is raising money. You know, the party's got to be well-funded in order to have an impact on elections. I think another thing is grassroots organizing. That's something that the Michigan Democratic Party did a really good job with last election cycle, and Lavora was a huge part of that, you know, in her role as chief operating officer. So organizing is near the top of the list as well. Messaging is another thing, right? There are all sorts of things that are going to happen in the legislature, with the executive branch offices, just in politics in general. And so being able to, you know, effectively deliver those messages, you know, via direct mail, via digital media, via media appearances is also a really important part of that.
Tell us more about Lavora Barnes.
Sure. I had the opportunity to work with Lavora in the Michigan legislature when she was sort of running the organizers communication staff there. And, you know, she did a fantastic job with that, was universally recognized as a very energetic and effective organizer who was able to bring folks together. Lavora also has and it's part of why she was so effective at that. Lavora has the right sort of personality for that kind of approach to organizing and political work. She can really walk into any room of Democrats and effectively communicate with those folks and help bring them together with other groups of Democrats that might be interested in different sets of issues. And she's been doing that for a long time. She's worked on the Obama campaigns in the past. You know, I mentioned she's been the chief operating officer at the Democratic Party for the last few years. She did similar work in the House of Representatives. So she's really well versed in the sort of blocking and tackling, to pick up on the Super Bowl analogy, of politics in Michigan.
What was the mood at Saturday's state convention?
I think overall it was pretty festive. Like I said, Democrats had a good year last year. I think the other thing that helped with the generally positive mood was that this election for chair was never really in doubt. You know, Lavora Barnes had won the endorsement of pretty much all of the Democratic elected officials in Michigan, certainly at the federal level and on down. That really mattered here. She won almost all those endorsements. She had a track record from last year to lean on. And traditionally, you know, when a governor of a particular party gets elected in Michigan, they're going to have a lot of say in who they want to be the party chair, because they're going to have to work effectively with that person. And Governor Whitmer got out early and endorsed, you know, Lavora Barnes for this role. And so I think that all contributed to a real positive mood at the convention, is that this was more of a coronation than anything else.
And overall, what do Democrats see as the mission heading into the 2020 election? What are the pitfalls and challenges they need to keep their eye on?
I think there are a few things. Top of the list, obviously, for Democrats is unseating President Trump. For Michigan, that means that they've got to deliver for whoever the Democratic nominee is. That's a really important piece of this. Michigan was critical to the president winning his election in 2016. So that's really job one, is delivering Michigan for the Democratic presidential nominee. Sort of job 1A is, Democrats made a lot of legislative gains last year, and they need to protect those. And, you know, at the state legislative level in the House, try to enhance those. You know, Democrats evened the federal congressional delegation from a 9-5 Republican majority to a 7-7 tie. they've got two new members that need to be protected. I think that's particularly true of the new Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin from the 8th District, who won a very, very close race against former Congressman Mike Bishop in a district that's very, very closely drawn. You look further down the ballot in terms of legislative races, the Democrats are still in the minority in the state house. Obviously, Governor Whitmer's job gets a lot easier if her party controls that chamber. So I would lump that into 1A as well, is they need to protect and enhance their legislative victories. And then, you know, something I think sometimes gets short shrift is they really need to take the opportunity of having the governor's office to help develop a farm team of candidates and organizers, political staff that can help win elections in the future. That's one thing that I think the prior governor, Rick Snyder, didn't necessarily invest very much in, those sort of party building exercises for the medium to long term of the party. And so for Democrats, I think that's a really important thing for Governor Whitmer and her team to be engaged in, and the rest of the elected Democrats, is really building for the future, for those future candidates, those future organizers, communication staff that'll help them win elections going forward.
Democratic strategist Adrian Heyman, partner and CEO of the Grassroots Midwest bipartisan consulting firm. Adrian, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.